Hi, this is Andy Castro with Next Level Thinking. Article name, Cotterpin. I am a Cotterpin. That's what the Lord told me a few years back. Now, what is a Cotterpin? It's a metal pin used to fasten two parts of a mechanism together. Picture this. It looks like a lady's hairpin. And in the industrial world, it is used to fasten two pieces of metal together. For instance, on a tractor, you will find several cotter pins holding two different parts together. Without the parts held together by the cotter pin, the tractor would not run correctly. Though cotter pins are relatively small compared to the tractor, it is a very important part. What the Lord was telling me is, in my part, in the big picture may not be a pretty one, but it's just as important as any other member of the body of Christ. Read 1 Corinthians 12. Just as a cotter pin, small as it may be, it is vitally important to a tractor, so is my part in the body of Christ. Now you may wonder, is this true? But we must remember that the Lord already knows the plans that He has for us. That's in Jeremiah 29:11. In addition, Ephesians 2:10 says that God has predestined good works for us to do. And that's not all. Ephesians 3:20 makes it clear that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. In other words, God uses us to do the miraculous. The Bible is clear that we are an important part of the body of Christ, and God has work for us to do as a part of the body. So how do we get to, quote-unquote, doing these good works? Well, follow Him in all you do, and He will direct your paths. That's Proverbs 3:6. Spend time in prayer, asking, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's in Matthew 6:10. Spend time in the Word to confirm what He tells you, and to build your faith to complete it. That's in Romans 10:17. Next level thinking makes us realize that we are the home of the Holy Spirit, and He chooses us to do the miraculous if we let Him. We realize that we are not the power, but the conduit to flow through. We know whatever capacity we are given in the body of Christ, we are all one body. Have you spent time asking the Lord to show you His plans for your life? If not, start asking Him today. This is Andy Castro with Next Level Thinking. God bless you, and your comments are always welcome.